The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate. You know, I think if that position, you got to have stability, you got to have consistency of play, and we haven't had that. I think the thing that's been the hardest is the turnovers, especially the turnovers for points. You know, you can't overcome those things. Not every week. I mean, we fought and clawed and scratched and been able to stay close in some of those games, but you know, ultimately, you just can't do those things. Yeah, I think that was a tough time in the game when you're trailing like you are, because they were bringing a lot of pressure, doing a lot of things that you can do when you have a lead and you're not worried about giving up a play. So that's as tough a situation as a quarterback can be in. He made some good throws. And for not knowing the offense as well as he will with time, you know, I think going in there just shows that he's a guy that's been in the league, been around it. He obviously understands it, and he did make some good throws. It's tough. Six practices he's had, and he hasn't gotten a lot of reps in practice. I think the one thing that helps him is he's been in a familiar scheme from a standpoint of how we do things. New England does some of the same things as he did in Pittsburgh, as we do here. But once again, the terminology is always different. And when you don't get reps, you know, the hardest thing is getting a sense of timing with your players. I mean, to go into a game and not having thrown to some of these guys, other than just doing routes on air or different points, never really in a team thing, to do it live action is not always easy. And but I think as a guy that's been in the league for a few years, who's been with Tom Brady and understands how you have to prepare and work, that helps him. So, you know, it's really a good job. I mean, we've had – this happened to us once before where we had a guy come in and had to play – never been with us after 1 week back in Carolina when Kurt got his elbow nicked. I don't know what year that was. I think maybe it was it 07? And that's very, very difficult. And I think he did a competent job. It limited us in what we could call a little bit. But, you know, for being able to handle the mechanics of it, he did a nice job. I mean, I think that as a competitor, you're frustrated, you're angry that we're not better, you want to win. And our guys have worked hard. The thing that drives you is this is a division opponent. The last game, you get a chance to, you know, it would make you feel a heck of a lot better if we can play well and win this game. So that's what drives you. You know, it's been tough. I mean, it's disappointing from the standpoint of a lot of the games where we had opportunities could make a difference. You know, it could mean something because there have been a number of close games. But you know, I think in the way this business goes, you got to go week to week. You can't dwell on what's happened, and you got to take it with what you've got right now. Know we're going against a good football team on the road. That's an important game for them, and you know, that should get you excited about playing. But even though it's tough, the competition drives you, wanting to get better, wanting to do things the right way and have success. I mean, if you're not competitive, you shouldn't be in here, and if it doesn't bother you, you shouldn't be doing this. So. Will there be a sense of relief? No. I mean, the first thing I'm going to think is disappointment that we don't have a chance to keep going and get it better, get it fixed.